camels. Camels are not a pleasant beast to work with. They do not make pets or make friends with man. They are cantankerous, mean, fussy, and lazy. Nevertheless, they are the only beasts of burdens that can work and live in the drought conditions of the route to Canaan. Not to mention the dangers of robbers and other dangers in the deserts of the Mideast, camels manifest no affection for their owners. Nevertheless, they can be tamed and made useful. But a camel always remains rebellious in heart. Even the owners or drivers that have treated their camels well for years must ever be watchful of those yellow teeth that can really bite hard. Furthermore, the camel has a very unique way of complaining. It constricts one of its stomach muscles and spits an evil-smelling ball of its stomach contents with unerring aim into one's face. All animals of the camel family have that peculiar way of making their protest known. Along with that slight inconvenience, the camel is also a most uncomfortable beast to ride. They walk differently than any other animal in that they walk 2 feet on this side and then two on the opposite side. That gives them a rolling, unrhythmic gait that can make an unaccustomed rider feel seasick in the middle of the desert. The camel can live without water and eat the most meager fare in traveling, so that for centuries they were the major means of travel in the desert. They can run quite fast. A racing camel can even outrun a horse. Nevertheless, in spite of all their negatives and bad manners, camels are what Eliezer chose to use to bring home a bride for Isaac. Eliezer also used the camels as a means to discover the character and personality of Rebekah. Her spontaneous kindness towards the cantankerous but thirsty camels would be the key that opened the door of her future, that would prove her to the core and decide either her acceptance or her rejection. Most of the beautiful young maidens at the well would have given Eliezer a drink, but they would have taken contemptuous exception to even the thought of offering to quench the thirst of the parched camels. However, Rebekah's attitude towards the camels, from the beginning of her encounter with Eliezer, unlocked the door of her happiness. Camels get extra thirsty when they must stand at the well, smelling the cool water waiting for the maiden who will be thoughtful and kind enough to offer them water. And unknowingly, by watering them, she will become the bride of Isaac. The kind and willing service Rebekah gave to those animals did not mean that she was through with them. Oh, no. She had only just begun to have camels in her life, because those beasts had only just begun to fulfill their purpose, and Eliezer was not through using them to bless the bride. The next thing Eliezer did was to ask her if she could take them, camels, drivers, and all, to her house and care for them. Rebekah did not know it, but those camels were going to enter her life in a major way. She must learn to accept them, live with them, care for them, and ride them before she ever came to the tents of Isaac. Furthermore, at the well of Nahor was not the last time she was to draw water for the camels, just the first time. The long desert journey was still before her. Camels represent the things that God chooses to bring the bride to his son. First of all, they have to be well watered with countless trips to the well to bring their temper down to acceptable levels, down to the mouth of the well of living water, over and over again, to assuage the thirst of those divinely chosen means of grace. and Rebecca had no naive illusion that with her small pitcher she could water 10 camels with only 10 trips to the well. Sometimes one must live with a person that requires many trips to the well before tempers are assuaged. Perhaps it is a nosy, noisy neighbor, or an unwelcome guest sent to partake of one's hospitality. Such incidents are a means of proving what was the hidden character inside of the prospective bride. It is the unconscious, involuntary attitude towards such things that makes and defines the character, faith, and will. Either those camels are going to be watered, accepted, and cared for, or the opportunity passes by and another candidate is chosen. The one who will be chosen will be the one that goes daily to the wells of salvation with a pitcher of joy. Early every morning and late every evening, she will be found faithfully at the well, drawing her daily portion of living water. Incidentally, many times some of the water she carries will be a bit salty as sweat from her brow and tears from her eyes fall into the pitcher. Be careful, Rebecca. Be on your watch, or one of those camels will spit right in your face while you are pouring the water. Don't turn your back on them or get too close. Remember, they lose their tempers easily and may bite you. Oh, are you finished? Finished giving them water already? By the way, Rebecca, you are really not through yet. You must take them home with you and feed them also. After all, they are hungry too, you know, so hungry that they will eat you out of house and home if they can. Do not think that you can water them once and then, praise God, it is all over. Oh, no, you are just beginning. Those camels are going to be your companions day and night for many weeks, and you will ride on them on your long journey to the well of Laharoi, southwest of Hebron, where Isaac awaits you. And by the way, just who do you think will draw water for them all along the way at the various wells and oases? Yes, you guessed it. You are the one having that chore. Some would-be candidates for brideship would end up very bitter as they resentfully tolerate the camels. They might say, "All right, God, that's it. I'll accept it because I'm stuck with it, but I resent it. I wish I could get out of it." Such an attitude would develop the acid burn of bitterness before the journey was over. Such a candidate would be rejected before they left the well of Nahor. However, Rebecca had the attitude of joyful acceptance of love, the sure antidote against bitterness. Rebecca had to ride on those camels. They were sent to carry her safely to her new home, and the only way to ride a camel is to yield to its movements. If she fought its strange movements, she would be worn out by the end of the day. Because it is different from any other animal and moves from side to side, the only thing to do is to do the same thing. Yielding and riding with the circumstances as they come, with joyful acceptance, yielding to their gait. They are the chosen animals that will carry you all the way. The journey is too far to walk and too difficult to go alone. Remember that Eliezer is a type of the Holy Spirit, and it is the Holy Spirit that is going to bring 10 camels to the home of the bride. Rebecca did not go out hunting her own camels. As soon as she was ready, the camels appeared. Eliezer was at the well before Rebecca. He was there waiting for her to come and meet him at the well.